This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
The Good Day program proudly heralds what it takes to speak visually. We have stories on everybody. It's got a story on top of a story. So the best material I find every day on the program is the material that makes something in your head go, that matters. Things that matter here on Good Day. All right, now we have people who share with us not only social media stuff. We were talking about some of the things that were there. We also have people calling us at 855-999-DOUG, which is fair game. Happy to have you if you really have something that's important on your mind, you want to share it. The other day I was talking about Michelle Obama and how I thought she might make an interesting candidate for president. And here was one reaction to that conversation from one listener.
Michael LaVon Robinson, Michael spelled commonly, LaVon, LaVaughn, Robinson, was a guy who became a woman known as Michelle Obama. Michelle Obama is actually Michael LaVon Robinson, a football player for Oregon State University in 1978. Michael LaVon, LaVaughn, Robinson, is actually Michelle Obama. Now, I know you said you like Michelle for all the reasons and all of the things she does. She's actually a guy, Doug.
That makes me think of Ace Ventura, Pet Detective, where they're like, Einhorn's a man.
Okay. Should I believe that?
That is such a reach. That is such a reach.
Well, she obviously believes it.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Michelle Obama is a man.
A former football player.
Yep. Well, people used to talk about her always being in shape. She was in better shape than her husband. Who knows? Stranger things have happened. I'm giving no credence to it one way or another. I'm just passing along a listener's thoughts. That's it. Passing along. See what people think. How they react to that stuff. It's helpful to hear how the other side thinks. Let's talk about the qualities of a great leader with all these people who are declaring themselves presidential candidates. How do you decide whether this one or that one is a great leader? Ever think about it this way? There's so many people that just kind of fall into, okay, I like Trump or I like Ike. I was talking about that. I like whomever. You like whomever. Why? Do you ever stop and really think about this person, whether it's a man or a woman, whether this person is older or younger? Here's a list that I think I'm always working on, and see if it doesn't jive with you a little bit. Number one, the person that I want to be, and maybe this doesn't just go for president, maybe it goes for somebody who runs a company. Does this person have vision? Does this person have a strong desire to win? Does this person believe in him or herself? Does this person take definitive action, doesn't overanalyze, learns from that action? Does this person know that he or she must help others to be successful? Does this person have fear? Do they worry about stuff, but they still act anyway? Does this person learn every day? Never does this person say, I know enough, I'm the smartest guy on the block, but is open to counsel. This person is humble, will change his or her plans based on new information. Wow. Do you know how important that is? Because information that we have, is we get it every day. Mm-hmm. Does this person have the energy to lead? Does this person have people skills? Is this person skillful at communicating? Is this person totally committed, that is, all in? Does the person lead by example, persevering, playing the long game? I think that if you're a leader, if you're running a company, I look at that list, and I try to gauge it as to how I'm doing with the various entities that I'm working on, whether it be the farm, whether it be the radio program, whether it be my development. I'm very open. I hope. I mean, I think, Jay, you can tell me whether you think I'm right or I'm not. And we know we always assess ourselves, and either we're too hard on ourselves or we are.
We're critic or biggest fan.
Yeah, right, exactly. So I don't like to kid myself. I know what my shortcomings are. And oftentimes I'm too lenient. I really try to help others as I can. Because that's what I grew up around. Doesn't make any difference. I always put other people first before I, that's part of my, if you were to understand my scorpionic background with Pisces and Aquarius, I put other people first. That's just the way I am. And so when other people do things, sometimes when, there are, like I have folks that are working with me on the farm and I'll tell them to do something and sometimes is a counterman from other people that are working with me, and it confuses the people who are working with me because you give them one thing to do, and then somebody else comes along and says, no, don't do it that way, do it this way. It confuses and undermines what you're trying to do. And I hope that I, and pretty much, honestly, you, Jay, if I were to talk about you specifically, you know how to do your job. I don't have to tell you what to do or how to do it. And I don't think I really ever do, do I? I mean, once in a while I say, well, let's try to do this with in mind. It's more of an object lesson than doing this.
Or go a different direction. I always have a kick out of it when working for past jobs where it's like you go through the interview process and you are the most intelligent person in the room, in this field. And as soon as you get the job, they treat you like you are a moron.
And it's, they want to change you.
Because I took the job, does that make me an idiot now?
Yeah, I get a job on a station. The guy hired me. He said, I like listening to you on the radio. You're great. So I want to hire you and you can do mornings. So I went on the air the first morning. Good morning. And went through the shtick and... And he said, would you come into my office? So I went into his office. You know, we really would like you to do it this way rather than that way. And I said, wait a minute. You hired me because you thought that I did a good job and that you like what I did. And now you want me to change my style and do things differently. And so why did you hire me if you think you have to change me? Well, we only want you to do a few things that are different. How many people... I remember having that circumstance in school when I was teaching school.
Mm-hmm.
The principal, well, he didn't want to hire me. Somebody over him told him to hire me. So that's how that worked. And he was on my butt all the time, the four years I was there. And I really only I stayed long enough to get tenure, which is what he didn't want me to do. And then I left and went to work for CBS and went to Philadelphia or wherever I went. I forget where I went, but I know that that the school thing wasn't going to be my career, but it was something I did because I thought it was a good experience, and I was pretty good at it, frankly.
Yes, yes.
So, anyway, I think that under the circumstances, the whole business about leadership and where you go, it's just food for thought. Think about how you lead and or how you follow. Well, so,
and that statement of leading by example. And the reality is we all lead by example. We just have to take a look at what is the example that we are showcasing? Because people are watching everywhere, around every corner. People are watching impressionable people that you may think that nobody looks up to you. Everybody has somebody that looks up to them, and you are setting an example.
Yep, for sure. Ooh, ooh, ooh. 34 after the hour, Doug Steffen's Good Day program. I don't know whether I should get into that conversation, Jay, or not. I asked Jay.
Why not?
If her father was funny. I know your father. I think I know him pretty well. I consider him a friend, and I think he considers me a friend. Other than our business relationship, I think we're just friends. Mm-hmm. So I always am curious with children what they think of their fathers. I got into this discussion with my grandson, Miles, over the weekend. We were talking about various things that he thinks are funny.
Mm-hmm.
And at eight, they're all about fart jokes. Their kids just think it's hilarious.
Because it is. 8-year-olds are right.
So, anyway, his mother, of course, I'm the instigator, and Megan has this look on her face, and she has, ever since she was a child, she has this ability, the same expression on her face now that she had when she was Miles' age. So, I get them all stirred up, because that's what you're supposed to do. Grandparents are supposed to stir up the grandchildren, right? And then leave. So, I'm really pretty good at that. And and Brendan was my son, an unindicted co-conspirator in this. Actually, I think he started it. We were all over at Brendan's house for dinner on Saturday night, and whatever the reason, we got around because Miles' cousin, my other grandson Jasper, depending on what they eat, babies have gas. And so Miles thinks that's hilarious. Apparently they have contests for gas fart jokes in his class. And so he brings that to the surface after Brendan does his thing. And so we started laughing, and we couldn't stop. We just laughed and laughed and laughed about nothing. What is the, you know, so what's so funny about passing gas? Why is that funny?
That's a good question. We need to do a deep dive in psychology. Why is it funny?
I don't know. Maybe because it's like prohibited. I can hear women, older women now, they're horrified that I'm talking about this on the radio.
They've already changed it.
Here it is, folks. Like it or not, Donald Trump farts. That's, you know, if we're going to use him as the standard, I guarantee you that Melania...
Look at you. That conversation has nothing to do with Donald Trump.
But Donald Trump
bringing him into it.
Right. Exactly. Yeah.
So, the power this man yields.
That's right. Yes. I assure you that pretty much everybody that's involved in this, whether it's Alvin Bragg, I bet he's got, you know, all right, so this is becoming silly. At any rate.
I am legitimately crying right now.
Okay, good for you.
Imagine getting ahead of your irritable bowel syndrome with constipation or IBS-C by treating it with Linzess. Then you could start proactively managing your constipation with belly pain and get ahead of your symptoms. Talk to your doctor about Linzess, linaclotide. Linzess is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. It's not a laxative. It's a once-daily pill that helps you get ahead of your symptoms. It's proven to help you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually.
Do not give Linzess to children less than 2. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling.
Imagine, what could relief from IBS-C mean for you? Talk to your doctor and say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS.
You can host the best backyard barbecue. When you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
O'Reilly. Increase your vehicle's performance and gas mileage with Lucas Fuel Treatment at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Simply add it to your tank at your next fill-up to eliminate carbon and varnish deposits. Get 2 bottles of Lucas Fuel Treatment for $10, plus 2 times O-Rewards points. See your O'Reilly Auto Parts store for details or shop online at O'ReillyAuto.com.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Comp
complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Okay, there they are, the dogs in the backyard complaining there aren't enough cats to chase. This is a perfect time to introduce you to Warren Eckstein, who is the host of The Pet Show. You can find all about The Pet Show at petshow.com. He is an expert when it comes to P-mail. If you would like to get to Warren, his P-mail address is Warren Eckstein, Eckstein, at pmail.com.
I'd love to know where that's going to go.
I'm thinking that myself. Okay, let's see where that goes. All right, so would you like to explain the reference to P-mail, my friend?
Yeah, you know, we, as human beings, when we want information, we read it with our eyes. When dogs want information, they use their nose.
Sniffers.
So very, I got asked the other day, specifically, why when I take my dog out for a walk, specifically in areas where so many other dogs pee, why does my dog want to really spend a lot of time there smelling? Mm-hmm. That's what I call P-mail. All the information that dog needs is in that location. He can tell the sexes of the other dogs, the food. So I call it P-mail. It's a nicer way to put it. So the next time your dog's smelling around there, ask him if he downloaded his P-mail.
Maybe we could do could get Daisy a P-mail address. DaisyMay at pmail.com.
I bet
Warren.
No, that's okay. Warren at pmail.com. gets enough P-mail on his already.
Yeah.
Unbelievable.
All right. So let's talk about what it takes to make a dog comfortable. That is the routine. I know every morning Daisy comes into my studio and she's ready to have a pee, speaking of pees, and we go outside, she has a pee, and she sniffs around, comes back in, waits for her breakfast, get her breakfast, then go out for a walk and a poop, and pretty much every day, and then she comes with me, she's in my truck with me pretty much all day long when I'm out and about. That's a routine that she seems very comfortable.
Yeah, but so many of your listeners and my listeners, Doug, are the type of people, and God bless them, that go out there and adopt their dogs and adopt their cats. But when it comes to dogs, many dogs that are adopted were subjected to unpredictability in their lives, and that really can cause a situation. But if once you adopt a dog, I don't care what they've been through, and you establish a predictable routine, consistent cues, a lot of positive reinforcement, it's possible to provide a vulnerable dog with a safe and comfortable environment, and with that structure and the predictability in their daily life, they can really come a major, major change. So, you know, a lot of people get frustrated when they take a dog from a shelter, and sometimes it takes a dog, you know, 6 months to decompress. So I want you to understand that many of these dogs came with no routines whatsoever,
yeah.
And what we look at them, we may compare them with a dog we had when we were a kid. Don't do that. Give them the opportunity to decompress, and at the same time, establish a routine, be consistent, use positive reinforcement, and the most important thing you can do is when your dog is doing absolutely nothing, just walk by and say good boy or good girl.
You know, Daisy came from a puppy mill down in Arkansas and had been in a cage for 2.5 years, had 2 litters, never got out of the cage, couldn't walk when I got her, had no social skills because she was in the cage, she pooped and peed. And the fact that she's come around to be a healthy, strong member of the community is something I'm very, very thankful for.
Yeah, but so every, you know, people go and adopt a dog and they think instant gratification, you know, so many of these dogs like Daisy with the puppy mill, they've been abused. Or I was working with a dog last week that had 5 different homes before it was 1.5 years old. So every time the dog saw a car, it would panic because it associated the car with being moved to a different location and changing life.
Yeah.
So there are so many things that people need to understand. If you were to look at my emails or my Facebook page, like I do every morning at 4:30, 5 o'clock, by 5:15, I'm in tears because dogs are being returned where they don't have to be returned. You know my rule. Once it comes into the house and it pees and it kisses me, it's there for life. Just that simple.
Yep.
And I think people should understand about that. Don't just go out and do it. When you do it, make the commitment. They do come around. You know, your dog doesn't have to be Cujo. It can turn into Benji if you're careful.
Mm-hmm. All right, listen to this. This is the story of a Colorado man who was arrested. He blamed his dog for driving over the speed limit. He actually swapped seats with the dog as he got pulled over. The police watched him. He got out of the driver's seat and he put the dog in the driver's seat. And this guy was obviously looped when he got it. The police officer approached the vehicle and he saw this guy put the dog in the
How do you even dog a breath?
Oh, my God. Yeah, right, exactly. Yeah, let's get that. Yeah. All right, here's this. This hero cat saved her owner, who was having a heart attack. The cat pounded its paws on her chest to wake her up as she was going through a heart attack.
Doesn't shock me.
Isn't that amazing? This woman was only 42 years old as well. But you talk about shocking stuff. And the cat was meowing as well, very loudly. So that's what got the attention of other people in the house. So good for her. Warren Eckstein from The Pet Show. Send your P-mail to warreneckstein@pmail.com. Doug Steffen here with a reminder about that fabulous opportunity I've been talking about for a couple of months where you can get 2 free nights in Las Vegas. And all you have to do is dial up this number, 800-419-DOUG. That happens to spell Doug, and you can spell it out with using the numbers 3684. So if it's easier for you, 800-419-3684, call that number right now and be one of the first 10 to get in, and you'll be on your way to having a great time. Couple of free nights, yours, in Las Vegas, by dialing 800-419-DOUG. What could be simpler? There's no contest involved here. It's just fun. Nobody's going to ask you for your name, your date of birth, all that stuff. Nope. Just anticipate fun. 541 Travels has put this deal together, so latch on to that and them by dialing 800-419-DOUG. That's 800-419-3680.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News Update. Pennsylvania State Police believe escaped convict Danilo Cavalcante remains in state and in Chester County. Lieutenant Colonel George Bivens stated in a Sunday news conference that the stolen white van he was using was discovered abandoned.
After an extensive search, the vehicle was discovered abandoned in a field behind a barn in East Nantmeal Township. Investigators have been searching the area around that location since that time.
Cavalcante is now clean-shaven, wearing a light green hoodie. The end may be in sight as Tonight's Phoenix continues to endure an historic heat wave, with temperatures expected to hit 111 degrees on Sunday. The excessive heat warning was set to expire at 8 p.m. Sunday night. Meteorologists anticipate highs of 106 on Monday and 102 on Tuesday. And the U.S. men's basketball team left the FIBA World Cup in the Philippines without a medal, losing to Canada in the bronze medal game. John Schaefer, USA News.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Everyone around me seems to get sick but me. My brother got the flu twice. My mother was down with some sort of fever. People at work were taking sick days off, and others were just plain tired and run down. And me? Well, I just keep feeling great all the time with Extendovite. My grandfather used to talk about the power of garlic and other herbs he took that kept him healthy. I'm lucky. Extendovite was just what I needed to keep me healthy, and Extendovite is all natural. Extendovite was designed for the heart but does so much more by keeping me healthy all the time. I'll take Extendovite forever. Get your 2-month supply for only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. My name is Rick, and you can be like me just by calling 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
It's obvious. We're being let down by the institutions we used to trust. The mainstream media are distracting us with meaningless headlines instead of focusing on the real concerns of American families. Countries we're at odds with are hoarding food, financial systems are strained, and supply chains remain too fragile. We can tell something is coming, so we're preparing. Folks are getting into self-reliance and investing in emergency food storage. And My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, makes it easy for you to have peace of mind knowing you're prepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure some emergency food kits. There's a dozen to choose from that contain tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. And while you're there, stock up on water filtration, heirloom seeds, and emergency gear, too, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It's time to prepare today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
I spend a lot of time in the garage, but even more time in the rain, sleet, and mud. In 95, I helped tow your moving trailer. In 05, I helped you get out of a ditch. Yeah, I know I'm a bit rusty, and sadly in 09, it was sparks from me, your handy chains, dragging behind your truck that accidentally started a wildfire.
Sparks from dragging chains can start a wildfire. Spark a change, not a wildfire. Visit SmokeyBear.com, brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Only you can prevent wildfires.
I'm here to tell you how great the Good Day program is, because I think it is. But then that's a little prejudiced. I think Jay Kirshner probably would agree. And maybe there are thousands, if not hundreds of thousands, if not millions of people who would agree as well. What's here is good for you. I am interested in thinking about what's going on with people who are moving. I saw a stat the other day. Actually, it was based the stats started, the investigation that led to this statistical research was started in Sioux City, Iowa, where we can be heard. The people interested in is a demographic survey asking people who come into this supermarket, are they from the area originally? Did they move? Where'd they come from? What prompted them to come and live in this area? I thought it was really pretty interesting. They got a lot of stories from a lot of people about why we left where we were and why we came. Even some people who came to live in Sioux City who moved there from British Columbia in Canada. People are looking for peace and quiet. And there are lots of folks who think that Iowa may be the best place in this country for peace and quiet. I don't know if it really is. Iowa's a great state. It's a great farm state. Whether it is or it isn't. But it's just interesting that that exercise took place. You know, just as we think about how to make things real, that's a way, you know, we all think about where we live, why we live here. I get teased all the time about having been in Framingham all my life, and I've lived in the same pretty much half a mile radius in four different homes. And my wife, God love her, used to say to people when she was trying to get me away from the influences that seemed to distract from my relationship with her, one of the things she said, well, why don't we move somewhere else? And I said, well, where else can I go and do the things that I'm doing here? And so she would say that my umbilical cord was too short to move out of Framingham. And there may be some truth to that.
But you still travel. You still go places. It's more like, what's the saying? If it's not broke, don't fix it.
Yeah, that's true. Yep. I have a wonderful life, much to be thankful for. Pretty much everything in it is of value. The various things that I do, most important value are those two grandchildren and my two children. And you put everything into perspective, and there really isn't. The radio work is a very important part of my life and has been a part of my life constantly since I was 17. I've been around cows all my life, which is a very important thing for me. The fact that I'm involved in some things here business-wise that I'm finding very rewarding for the most part, except having to deal with some of the idiots on local boards. But other than that, think about the good. And then we can, somebody just sent me a note, actually a picture, when I mentioned what was going on in Russia and all of the burials, all of the bodies that are coming back from Ukraine. This person sent me a picture of a sea of crosses, basically, that have to tell the true story of what's going on with the mercenaries that are being hired and sent over there, or just people that are being told, if you don't put on a uniform and go over to Ukraine, we're going to shoot you anyway. So it's either you get shot in Russia or you get shot in Ukraine and come back and be... But you can actually Google this. Just Google Sea of Crosses. And you'll see these crosses that go on, kind of like a military, there's a cemetery, certainly we think of Arlington National Cemetery, but there's one in right off the 405 in Westwood, as you go up the 405 in Los Angeles County, where there are thousands of soldiers that have been buried there in a military cemetery. It's just, I've only walked through Arlington National Cemetery once. As a matter of fact, it was when Tony's father died. He had been a bombardier in World War II, and he was given the honor of being buried at Arlington National Cemetery because of his record. And this speaks to the waste that war is. Here's a man whose entire psychological makeup was changed by his experience in World War II. And how many other, we hear this all the time about men and women who are in the service that are going through post-traumatic stress. We've just come into that since the Vietnam era. Certainly the soldiers had it in any conflict, but World War II was the biggest one. So when I think of the words that he shared with my son, my son told me what he told him about his service in the war, and my wife, his daughter, never knew what his experiences were like. He'd been on 23 missions crossing the English Channel from an air base there where they were stationed in England to bomb Germany, and he was the bombardier. So he would decide when they got over the target when to drop the bombs. And in, I think it was 13 or 14 of the incidents, his plane was shot down. And in one incident, everybody in the plane was dead but him, and he grabbed the controls of the plane to get it across the English Channel to land in the grass as you get right over Dover. And then the same thing happened to him two or three other times. He was shot, Everybody in the plane was killed. The plane was on fire when it landed. You know, that kind of stuff. You don't think that is going to have an impact on your psyche? My God.
Yeah.
Think about it. Never mind all the people you killed by dropping those bombs. But then what your own experience is in that circumstance. So
the continued state of a trauma response his body must have been through the rest of his life.
Okay, let's get to some good news. 23-year-old woman just set the challenge record for the fastest solo rowing across the Atlantic Ocean. She departed from the Canary Islands on the 10th of December. Her name is Miriam Payne. She rowed 59 days, 16 hours and 36 minutes before she arrived in Antigua. The extraordinary feat accomplished to raise money for a charity that focuses on the well-being of women in their body and their mind. So that's a cool thing.
Yeah.
Imagine what her back and her arms must look like after all that rowing.
That was, and I am pretty, I'm usually like, let's not comment on other people's bodies, but that was my first thought too, Doug. Like, how jacked
the muscles,
her back muscles, her shoulder muscles.
Yep, yeah. She had a problem, as you would imagine, sleep deprivation. How do you sleep when you're in a rowboat crossing the Atlantic Ocean? Thank you. She had hallucinations. She was hungry, ran out of food. So anyway, she
had to battle strong winds, and she rowed to keep on pace to set the record for the female record. She had to row for 15 hours a day, every day.
Average temperature in the ocean 86 degrees. Where she, I would bet that she went if she went down in Antigua, she probably followed there's a current that runs from the North Sea north of England down into Florida and south of there, and now I can't remember what it's called. But anyway, the current she might have been in that probably helped
probably.
Her a little bit.
There was a moment where she was worried she wasn't going to set the record because she rode for 18 hours one day and made it less than 10 miles.
Yeah, right. So that is a problem in and of itself. It was sponsored by the Talisker Whiskey Company. It was their Atlantic Challenge, described as the toughest endurance event on Earth. All food, water, and other necessities had to be brought with her. There was nobody. Now, was there somebody following her in a trail boat? Because sometimes that happens when you're doing this sort of thing. You go out and you are doing the work, but there's somebody close by that helps you in case you get into trouble. So that would make some sense, I think, right, in this circumstance. Rowing 15, 16, 17, 18 hours a day. Good God. Here's some good news. This is the story of a teenage girl who got a secret message which somebody found in a wall 48 years after it was tucked into a bottle. There's a big old house being restored outside of Peoria, Illinois. Construction worker found a message in a bottle. Now, how many times... excuse me, you hear those stories about the message in a bottle that was put into the ocean or into a lake or something, right?
Mm-hmm.
Well, this was in the wall of the kitchen, written by a 14-year-old girl back in 1975. And so now there's a lot of interest in the life of this woman. This is a woman who's now 61. The carpenter was a fellow named Dakota Moan, working in this house damaged by a fire. And, of course, they have to tear the walls down and rebuild it that way. He saw a note that had on it in this bottle, 92975, with arrows pointing to a small notch in the wood. And inside this bottle, there was a message signed by Stephanie Heron, young woman, one of the children of a railroad lineman who moved on to New York City, and she got married. And so she was shocked, apparently. She had forgotten all about the fact that she'd left that message there. And I think these sorts of things are interesting. She started the note by saying, "Today is September 29th, 1975. My name is Stephanie Heron. I live here with my mother, father, and Gerald Ford is president. Mrs. Lay is our neighbor. Mom is pregnant with a baby due any day." It's just a story. And so I identified with this one I saw because she writes about the Illinois Central Railroad being on the west side of the house. And as I have the story I've told about my grandmother and grandfather living in Ashley, Illinois, on the main line of the Illinois Central, when I would visit them as a youngster, I'd go outside, I could hear the trains coming down the track, and I'd run outside because their house was almost in the backyard of the main line of the Illinois Central. And so I'd go out every day when I was visiting there to see the city of New Orleans. The train that starts in Chicago goes to New Orleans every day, still does. The engineer would blow the whistle, and the conductor would be in the end car waving. It was just very romantic, very just cool for a six-year-old kid. Anyway, and so she talks about that sort of thing, too, and how much happiness there was in the house. Isn't that neat? Tells about her mother, who's a registered nurse, lives, you know, works at Hopedale Nursing Home. Mm-hmm. She's a very good mother. Isn't that sweet?
It doesn't make you want to do that, like, yourself. We should all be doing that, hiding things in the walls in our home, or if you have
I'll
a new build,
put miles.
Something inside inside the wall.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I just put.
Did you do that with school, the time capsule?
I did. I had a diary. I used to keep a diary every day for I know why I did it. But it was it wasn't the most positive reason for keeping it, but it was a daily overview of what was going on in my life, with my mother having the stuff going on with her that she did. I don't know why. I almost felt like self-defense for whatever the reason. It was kind of sad, actually, when I think about it, having that, you know, because we all have our things, and mine was having a mother that was a raging alcoholic and wasn't much there. But it was, you know, I understood later what the reasons for it were, but you don't understand that when you're 6 years old. You just don't.
Oh, yeah.
So here's a kid that's 6 years old that gets the blessings of having good parents and writes a story about it. And I think that idea would be introduced. I could see both my grandsons writing notes, especially Miles, about their mother and father. And so maybe I'll encourage him to do that, see what happens. He's he loves to write and talk and... He's busy. Mind is busy. Doug Steffen here, calling all travelers. How many of you have ever been to Las Vegas? How many of you would love to go to Las Vegas? How about going to Las Vegas 2 nights free? I have your attention, so right now be one of the first 10 callers right this minute to call 800-419-3684. Two free nights in Las Vegas. That's it. First 10 callers, get on board. Two free nights in Las Vegas. It's the easiest thing ever, right? First 10 callers to call 800-419-DOUG. And two nights in fabulous Las Vegas is yours, no questions. You don't need to be caller 29. You can be in the first group of 10 or a dozen, and you're on board. 800-419-DOUG. 800-419-3684. We've traveled the world to find a good deal. You've got it now with 541 Travels and the Doug Steffen Good Day Program. 800-419-DOUG.
To my newborn baby boy, the day you arrived was one of the happiest days of my life. Right up there with the day I bought my RV from that guy on the internet and insured it with Progressive. What a deal. Just know, son, I'll always be here for you. And by here, I mean in the middle of absolutely nowhere. In my RV. Protect your baby with an RV policy from Progressive. Take as little as 4 minutes to see what you could save at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
My doctor told me my cholesterol is borderline, so I took control with Garlique Healthy Cholesterol Formula. Garlique helps maintain healthy cholesterol safely and naturally. It's odor and taste-free, and Garlique is a world leader in garlic potency. I'm taking charge of my cholesterol with Garlique Healthy Cholesterol Formula, cholesterol's natural enemy.
These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. The term natural reference is only the garlic in the product.
Okay, he
Bebo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Now on the Good Day program, our friend Nick Miles is here from OurAutoExpert.com with some comments and thoughts, some facts regarding your car, your cars, the average family. You know what? This really bugs me. The average family now has three cars, one for the each of the parents and one for at least one for a child or children. And I think this is, maybe it just shows my age or whatever. It's good for the car business, but there's too damn many cars on the road. There's too many people that drive that don't know how to drive. And most of them are younger. Parents buy them cars, and the cars are getting wrecked left and right by kids that don't know how to drive. Right? Yeah. Am I being an old curmudgeon, or is that true?
I think you're pointing out things that we're all experiencing, and I don't know any of the facts around this, but I was thinking about this earlier today, and I also was thinking, you know, everybody, they don't put pilots in the air without doing so many hours on driving simulators.
Right.
Why don't do all these DMV places buy a bunch of driving simulators that simulate real roads, not race car tracks, and say, listen, guys, you have to complete so many hours in this before we're going to give you a license to get on the road, because it would probably be fun to do as well.
Yeah, exactly.
But nobody's come up with that idea yet.
Yeah. I see that Kia is recalling a problem in their cars, the trunk latch that doesn't open from the inside. So this is for gangsters who own Kias that are throwing bodies in the trunk.
If they're still alive, they won't be able to get out because the latch doesn't work. I wonder.
You know,
how many,
it was a big thing in the 70s, right? Kids were getting shut in car trunks and they couldn't get out. So they put those little tags in there that you can pull and pop the trunk. And if you notice, they're a weird color of yellow. That's because they're luminous. That, and when you shut yourself in the trunk, and this is not recommended, by the way. Especially
who's done that?
Kia.
Come on, tell me. Have you done that honestly? You get caught in the trunk? Come on.
Yeah, I don't know if I've got caught in a trunk, but I've definitely shut my fair share of people in trunks as jokes, especially in the sports cars with the frunks.
Really?
Says
something about you.
Yeah, I know, I'm just a nut job. Those little luminous tags, you should be able to see them in the dark and just pull them. So when it's dark in the trunk, and it started in the 70s, and kids do get shut in trunks, and it's bad, especially if you live somewhere that's 90, 100, whatever degrees, or the opposite. Really
well,
cold.
All the people that are coming across the border that don't get caught, they stick three or four people, the coyotes stick three or four people in the trunk of a car to get them across. Sometimes they get away with it, sometimes they don't.
Yeah, but it's a problem. I don't want anybody shutting the trunk unwillingly.
No, thanks. Thank you very much. How long can the average person in the average car drive when the light comes on or the warning beep and you look down and you see that little light that shows you're getting close to empty? So how reliable are those lights and those warnings?
Well, the warning's there to go to a gas station, so if you ignore it, you choose to write your own history, I guess, write your own fate. It depends on the size of the car. It's an interesting question, and, of course, every car's going to be slightly different, but it's usually somewhere about 15% of your gas tank maximum. In a bigger car, you could be able to get 30 miles-ish, but the smaller the car, the less miles you've got. You could have as few as 15 miles. So, that light comes on for a reason. It's like, I'm low on gas. And by the way, don't do that. Don't run your car down of gas.
Oh, it's fun to do that. Come on. All right, what's the dog's name? Let's have the dog story here.
There's actually five of them on the bed. Six of them. Sorry, I miscounted. Gala. Galadriel, the beagle, and she is a real terror. You know, she likes to jump on the other dogs and bite them.
Is she the boss
brood? She's the smallest, and she thinks she's the boss.
Uh-huh. That's very well. Listen, could be that's the case. All right, you came back from Germany. Give us a few seconds on what you learned. What's the takeaway from that German auto show?
They're definitely leading. The Germans are definitely leading in what they're doing. They've got some incredible stuff coming out. And they're doing a lot with lights on the exterior of your car. Your car's exterior lights are going to be the whole exterior of the car. Even Ford is now working on stuff. Stop it, Gala. And now they're doing things like lighting the roof, and they're lighting the sides of the car as well. And that's kind of good. But the other thing is that's going to happen is you're going to see newer platforms coming out.
Are you? And will some of them be drivable by your dogs?
Yes. I hope that I'm going to stick them in the car. I can tell you that. The amount of noise they decided to make this morning, they all want to be on the ducks. Yawn with ducks.
Exactly. It's going to get them on a good day. All right. Nick Miles, our auto expert and our puppy expert here on the Good Day program at 59 after the hour.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.